Ai rai, tātou mā kuia, te waiata mai a Mania, he pōnui te whai, nau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika i tēnei ahiahi. Ka mutu e tātou mā, ko te manuhiri kei runga i te wā kōrero i tēnei wā, ko Tania Bristow, kua hono mai ki te kōrero mo tētahi papamahi kei ngāringa o te korau a Co-Starters. Nō reira, me peka te tātou ki te wā kōrero. Tēnā koe, Tania, pehe ana koe.
Ki ora, kānau i te ora.
Rawe, e hoa, just before we get into our kōrero, can you introduce yourself to our listeners here in te hiku, ko wai koe no hia koe?
Kia ora koutou, ko Tania Bristow taku ingoa, i tipuaki au kei Whiranaki Hukianga, no Ngāpuhi me Ngāti Parau taku whānau.
Rawe, rawa atu e hoa. So big mihi to you for coming on our show this afternoon. Have a kōrero with us about this kaupapa. So just to get started, can you give us a little bit of kōrero about te kōrau Co-Starters and what this kaupapa is about?
Yeah, so basically Te Kōrau Co-Starters is a Māori business program. We have used the frame, internationally recognised framework from Co-Starters, and we've woven Māori tikanga and protocols into our program. It's run over 2 weekend-based wānanga. We have our first wānanga is taking place at Pātearoha Marae in Whiranaki on the 16th of November and the weekends of the 16th of November and the 6th of December.
Rawe rawa atu. So coming into these workshops that you have, there's one taking place just on Thursday over in the Hokianga. Can you give a little bit of kōrero about some of the kaupapa that chairs will be feeding to the people that turn up to these hui?
Yep, so we have an introductory workshop this Thursday. It's from 5 to 7pm at the Rāwene Hall, and it's basically covering basics of what we cover in our wānanga. And so it's just to see, test if people find that the program would be good for them. And so we aim to help Māori who already have businesses or those who have business ideas but need upi with fine-tuning or the next steps in their business entrepreneur journey.
Oh, cool. So kia ora, kazi.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Hey, just is this the first round that yous will be delivering this, or is this simply the first round up in the north, up in the Taitokero, that yous will be delivering this kaupapa?
Yep, so this is the first round that we'll be delivering in Hokianga. So we have our wānanga that is going to be in Whiranaki. We have drop-in sessions in between the two wānanga. So those who sign up with us, they will not only have us for those weekend wānanga, but we'll also have drop-in sessions in between the two wānanga. And we are looking at possibly running a program in the far north in the start of 2020.
Awesome. So what really encouraged you guys to create such a workshop for our whānaus here in Te Taitokero, knowing that a lot of Māori are actually starting up their own companies through this time?
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to be a participant in Co-Starters in 2016. Mm-hmm. So AUT has been running Co-Starters for 3 years now, and I was one of the first participants. And when I done the program, I was actually studying post-grad business at the time. Mm-hmm. And I found that the stuff that I learnt doing Co-Starters were just all of the basic fundamentals of business operations. Because basically, if you run a business, you don't need a business degree. You basically just need to know all of the basics, and I love the fact that when I was doing the program, I had a lot of whānau and friends in Hokianga who were in business or looking to be in business, and they would all come to me for advice. I would share my booklets with them, and I could see the potential for a program like this to be able to help my friends and whānau who were already in business.
Is there any particular aspect of business that you found that the whānau were seeking more help in, like, is it the financial management or basically business management altogether?
I found a lot of it was, I had different friends in whānau who had lots of business ideas, and sometimes some of them just needed help with fine-tuning those business ideas, and some were already ready to start their business, but they just needed help with the next step, like, where do I go to from here? And also we found some of our past participants already had businesses, but they didn't have the business background. Mm. So they basically were already running a business. It was something they were passionate about. They had the skills, but but they just need a little bit of effort and protocol in the background business operations. So things like accounting, marketing, messages, and so that's all types of stuff that we cover in our program.
Oh, awesome. Yes, because one thing that continues to arise when I'm focusing on these businesses is marketing seems to be a massive thing, is pointing out who are their demographic, who are they trying to really approach and at what times of year, because lots of the businesses seem to be environmentally focused, and which means that it becomes a seasonal product. So has this been something that you've come across over the times when the whānau have approached you?
I think definitely, I think with seasonal products, sometimes it's looking at other streams of income in times of year that may not be as busy. Sorry, I forgot what was the question.
Yeah, it was more based around, have you come across most of the whānau that are coming up with business ideas that are more like a seasonal product or a seasonal service, say like, you've got the sand dunes over in Opununi, where you're going to find most of the money is going to be made during the summertime. Even honey itself, the product when you're producing it, any of your kai, it's when you're going to grow it, but also when you're going to be able to provide that product to be sold. What kind of the main businesses that you've come across so far?
Definitely, we do help people with things like target market and product development and different kinds of support networks that may already be in place that they can tap into. And so, we do find we have a lot of participants that, just need some uppy with what they already have in place.
Ai, tēnā koe mō ērā kōrero, it's not an easy thing running a business, especially, when you've got all these marketing issues, you've got taxes, employees, all these things come under the umbrella of all of these kaupapa that you are trying to help our whānau out with. So definitely a great opportunity for our whānau here in the far north to get on board with this kaupapa that you have, te kōrau. So if any of the whānau here were interested in getting involved, ehua, where can they go or who can they get in contact with to tee up with you guys?
Yeah, so at the moment we are currently looking for anyone who would like to be involved, whether it's as a potential participant, as mentors, as speakers, or people who would like to train as local facilitators. So basically, if anyone would like more information, they can visit our website, that's tekoro.co.nz, otherwise click us a message on Facebook.
Rawe e hoa. And just to clarify, is this a kaupapa for people that have already established businesses, or is it for people also that are wanting to maybe start up a business in the future?
Yep. So we basically... we can help people who are at the early stages with their business or business idea. So we can help them to nurture, develop, and accelerate the potential of their business or business idea.
We help with them. Nawe, sounds like an awesome kaupapa that you have there, Tania. Look forward to hearing the outcomes, and hopefully our whānau out there in the Hokianga can profit from this kaupapa. Not only a Pūtea, but a mātauranga hoki. Nō reira, ngā mihi nui kia koe hoa. Thank you for coming on our show this afternoon, having a kōrero with us about this amazing kaupapa. Ka mutu, do you have any final words for our listeners here in our haukainga of Muri Whenua?
Just if anybody is interested in getting involved or has friends and whānau that they feel could benefit from a kaupapa like Te Koro, feel free to get in touch.
Awesome, e hoa. Kia pai te roanga, ki o tō rāne.
Ai, ka kite.
Ka kite.
Ai rā, i tātou mā, ko te reo kōrero tērā o Tania Bristow, ko ia tētahi o ngā kai arataki tēnei kaupapa e kia nei ko ngā papamahi o Te Kōrau, ko Te Kōrau tērā K-O-R-A-U, e hara ko te tangata e mōhio whānui tia mai te pauaka whakaata. E rangi anō i tātou mā, kia kaua koutou. He haere tawhiti atu, mautonu mai koutou katoa ki te ia o te hiku o teika, ko ia te reo irirangi, e whakapāho atu nei, mautonu mai.